Charlotte Mayor Jennifer Roberts gave her State of the City address on Monday, and she portrayed the state of the city as being on the offensive, as WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
Mayor Roberts chose to give this speech at East Mecklenburg High, the same school she graduated from in 1978.
Go Eagles!
But this address was not about reliving Glory's past. Take House Bill 2 and the Charlotte City Ordinance that Republicans say spawned the controversial law. Roberts called HB 2 a dark cloud and vowed the city council will continue to push until all people are protected from discrimination. Then she added this bit of advice for the Republican-dominated General Assembly.
The legislature just needs to let Charlotte be Charlotte. And why? Because Charlotte is the economic engine for our state. You know, we're the second fastest growing city in the United States.
But Roberts' critique did not just focus on Republicans in Raleigh. She noted the change of leadership at the White House. Without naming President Trump directly, Roberts said Charlotte will oppose any moves that run counter to the city's values.
That welcomes people from across this country and from around the world.
On Charlotte's specific issues, Mayor Roberts called for more companies to take part in mentorships with high school students, and she called for local businesses to close the wage gap between women and men, though, as you'll hear, the city itself has a bit more to go before that is a reality.
While women across this country are paid only 79 cents on the dollar to what men are paid, I am proud to report the women in our city government are paid 97 cents on the dollar.
She did not say whether the city will do more to close that gap. But Mayor Roberts is calling for paid maternity and paternity leave for city employees. Details were not discussed. Roberts also said the city needs to address the lack of economic mobility in Charlotte. A task force on economic mobility will release its findings soon. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.